This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For 81 years, the majestic steamers, the SS Columbia and the SS St. Clair, took Michiganders up and down the Detroit River to Bablo Island and its amusement park. But the Bablo boats were taken out of operation in 1991. The park closed 2 years later, and the boats sat rotting and decaying for over two decades. The Columbia has since been rescued by a group from New York State. She's being fixed up, and she'll be carrying passengers again, although not here in Michigan. But her sister, the SS St. Clair, was not as lucky. Dan Austin of the Detroit Free Press and HistoricDetroit.org is with us now. Dan, I remember the St. Clair was bought in 2007 by an emergency room physician named Ron Catu. How have things gone since then?
It's been a difficult process. Dr. Catu had some health issues. He had a brain tumor that cost him some time. In the interim, the boat just continued to decay. But really, the St. Clair has seen more work than her older sister has. He has been removing and replacing a lot of the rotted wood. I was just on it last week. And, you know, she's a little bit rough around the edges, a little worse for wear. But I still think that the bones are there. And so we on the Detroit Free Press editorial board are saying, you know, now is the time if we're going to save this cherished piece of Metro Detroit history for future generations, it's got to be now.
Well, there is a video that the Free Press posted along with the Save the St. Clair editorial from last Sunday's paper that takes us aboard the boat. And I watched it last night, and it made me cry because I was a kid from Ferndale who grew up going to and from Bablo Island, and the amusement park was great, but the experience of being a kid set free, because where were you going to go? Mom and Dad could sit on the wooden chairs, and you could scamper around and experience being on a river. You know, you didn't do that growing up in Ferndale. And to see her in such sorry shape, and I just thought she deserves better.
She does. I mean, look, anyone who grew up in Metro Detroit who's like, I don't know, 35 years old or so, I'm about 35, I have very vivid memories of going on both the St. Clair and the Columbia from my childhood. You know, it was a rite of passage for Metro Detroit youths. And, you know, your parents took you on it, their parents took them on it, and then their parents took them on it. You know, I mean, it was a generational thing. It was like, you know, when you start thinking about the most Detroit things there are out there, it's like Coney dogs, Faygo, Better Made potato chips, and these boats. It does not get any more Detroit than these boats. And it's not just because, you know, there's a nostalgic reason to save them. I mean, these are the last two classic excursion steamships in the country. I mean, they are the last of their kind. There used to be thousands and thousands of them, hundreds of them in Detroit alone. These are the last two. So they're if you're not going to save it just for that, maybe we should save this piece of maritime history as well. I mean, it can be done. I mean, I think that the St. Clair's sailing days are probably over, at least for now. Its steam engine is still in working order, or could be easily made in working order, but it wouldn't be cheap. And when you're looking at upkeep costs, I mean, we're trying to, you know, get the state DNR to maybe look at putting it at Milliken or Belle Isle State Parks. We're trying to talk with the Riverfront Conservancy about putting it along the river. I mean, getting a functioning, running steamship comes with a lot of challenges, especially in terms of money. And there are also Coast Guard regulations in play. We think that the best option for now is to have the community come together, send in their pennies, nickels, or dimes, or if you're a Dan Gilbert or a Roger Penske or whomever, maybe
a Kid Rock,
a bigger check. But you know, come together and save it and use it as a dockside attraction. And I talked with several restaurant owners, including one of a very successful or two very successful Detroit restaurants. I don't want to name him yet, but who are really geeked about putting a restaurant on the boat on the river and making this a real tourism draw for Detroit. I mean, people from all over the state, all over the country would come and tour the steamship either because they were on it or because it's the last of its kind.
So the call to action is what, Dan? I mean, what needs to happen now? Because I get the sense that people might not feel like handing over donations to Dr. Catu without there being a more formal effort, a more formal group.
right? We need to have some serious discussions here. Everybody I've talked to says that the doctor has to transfer ownership of the boat into a 501c3 nonprofit before anything gets going. Nobody is going to cut him a check for $1 million, let's say, mm-hmm. if that's going into his bank account. And so a lot of people say, what about a Kickstarter? What about with this? That alone won't do it, because you need to still be able to put the boat somewhere. So even if, you know, the doctor raised $1 million on Kickstarter or GoFundMe or whatever, and he got the boat fixed up, I mean, we still got to figure out a plan on where to put it, where everyone can enjoy it. And, you know, Dr. Cattu did sound like he was willing to do that. The conversation also has to include, where are we going to put this thing? We've had a lot of suburban communities, you know, I don't know whether they were officially contacting us, say they want it, but they were at least interested, saying, well, we'll take it if Detroit doesn't want it. But it seems like the St. Clair's place is in Detroit.
I mean, on the river.
I'm biased. But, yeah, it should be in Detroit on the river. We want to have all of those parties who are involved, the Riverfront Conservancy, the DNR, the Port Authority of Detroit and Wayne County. You know, maybe we could reach out to people like the Henry Ford, who have experience in, you know, restoring old pieces of American history. Maybe they could lend a hand. The Detroit Historical Society. So the Free Press's call to action is, let's sit down at the table and see whether we can do this. Really, we have to get people telling the community leaders, the business leaders, the politicians like Mayor Mike Duggan to say, we want this saved. Make it happen.
We have put a link to the Free Press editorial and that video taken aboard the SS St. Clair. It's on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Dan Austin, Detroit Free Press, and historicdetroit.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.